Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
I am Tony.
How are you doing, dude? It's been good. A while since I've seen you.
How are you?
Pretty good. What's new in your life, man?
Nothing. Wait one sec. Talk.
Okay. What are you doing? You got a gift for me or something? Tony's reaching his pocket. What are you doing? Playing pocket pool? Oh, sick. You do have gifts. Tony just gave me some lightning cables. I'm about to charge out the dick.
Those will be 12 a pop.
Wow, dude. You got them for freezies.
That's used price.
that's a friend price.
That's what you get on eBay.
It's a friend price, by the way. No, those are actually really expensive, like the Apple certified ones.
They're $19, yeah.
That's fucking stupid. 3 feet of cable, nothing. Yeah. The 6 foot ones, like, I'm like, hell yeah, this is sick. Breaks in like 2 weeks.
Yep. And have you seen Apple the ones sells the 6 foot of its own?
What
it's
for
$30?
$70? Okay. It's like, take a small loan out to buy a fucking cable. Yeah.
The best is when, like, a parent would come in at Christmas and they're like, I just need, like, I'm going to get cables for all the kids. I have 5 kids. I go, all right, so that'll be fucking $94. She's like, what?
Well, 5 kids, that would be $100. $19.99 a pop. And that's not if she's not getting the fucking long boys.
And then she says, are those the 6 footers? I go,
oh, ma'am. Are
do you
want to
take out
treat?
A new credit card
yeah.
with Capital
you,
One?
You can get an Apple card. Did you guys do that?
It's not
like Apple
us,
credit,
but we offered one.
Now, do you get a discount? Kind of like at Amazon's like, get $70 off if you spend $100 on this fucking card, dude.
No.
Approved.
18 months, zero interest, but.
Wow.
Not.
Is it only Apple products that are zero interest?
No.
I don't know why we're going over this.
It's just a credit card. Just a credit card, man.
Yeah, I fucked up last time I got my Capital One. It was like 9 months, get fucking $200 back. 15 months, get $150. And I was like, well, I definitely want the $200. Why wouldn't I? I was like, that's stupid. Didn't read that it was not differentiating the months without.
Yeah.
Yeah, cut that
fun
shit
stuff.
Right in half, dude.
Fun stuff.
What have you been up to, though, man? Other than getting me cords.
Just wheeling and dealing, dude. Listening to a lot of, you know, Carl Pilkington while I work.
Does he have a podcast?
No, it's the old Ricky Gervais show.
Oh, you're going through those?
Yeah, because it's...
Have you listened to him already?
There's compilations I haven't heard. Like, people put together, like, questions for Carl.
So you haven't, like, listened to everyone all the way through?
No, there's fucking years of his XFM show that was before podcasts. And then there was, like, when podcasts were launched, like, him and fucking Kevin Smith and fucking...
Adam Carolla.
Yeah, the big ones back then were like doing it, but he was like, he stopped doing podcasts like a year after it became big. So most of his shit is XFM.
Hmm. Like even the show?
Yeah, the Ricky Gervais show is just based off of his XFM stuff,
not
and they
the
animated it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So you've been listening to that, eh?
And fixing stuff and doing stuff at work, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, fixing all those comps.
Yeah, dude. Putting a little control delete on them.
I just
delete everything.
Well, control delete.
The kid comes over to me and
says, task manager, close this. All right, you're fixed.
Well,
is that what you do?
Like, I have blah, blah, blah on my Chromebook. I'm like, all right. And I don't even think about it. I'm like, oh, I'm power washing that. I hope nothing save on your browser.
Oh.
Like on your, like,
so you just, what, hard
local
reset
drive?
It?
Yeah.
I feel like I could do this job.
It's tight.
You're like, yeah, you could.
It's pretty tight. No, but when they're like, hey, remote image all these computers. And I'm like, so what? What's up?
Yeah, I don't even know what
remote
that means.
Who, what, now? Like where you go into a remote desktop and you go into like an Active Directory and pick computers and tell it to do jobs and write script for it.
Oh.
I'm like, huh?
So how do you learn that?
You just wing it, Google it. I'll figure it out.
Have you?
What's the worst that can happen?
Crash the system.
Or a whole school goes down.
Lose everything.
No more grades. Dude. Anarchy.
You all got A's.
Nothing really.
I've been taking care of my grandma these past few months.
Chilling.
You know, I don't know
yeah.
if I've told this on the podcast. She supposedly got hit by a car. We found out that she actually did. We thought she was just old and fell and got spooked by a car, but
yeah.
turns out there was a witness.
Okay.
Yeah, and the lady was like, oh, no, yeah, she definitely got hit by the car. I'm like, damn, grandma
Jesus.
Took it, dude, because she only had, like, fucking a concussion and, like, a huge, like, scab on the back of her head.
Okay.
Anyways, I get a call yesterday, and she's like, hey, do you mind coming over? And I was like, oh, do you need something? She's like, yeah, I haven't been able to find my phone for 5 days, house phone. I'm like, okay. She's like, and I also need you to hang a clock. I'm like, all right. And she's like, and I need this can of yams opened. That's how I spent my morning today.
Can of yams, crush that clock, I bet.
Yeah, the clock was easy.
Sick.
The can of yams now. No. She can't move the can opener because of her wrist.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right, so let's figure out where your phone is. And Josie was like, hey, there's a page button. It's a cordless.
Yeah.
There's a page button on the receiver, so try that. And I was like, okay, so I hit it. And I hit it, and she's like, well, what are you doing? I'm like, wait, you got to be quiet. I'm listening for the page. And so I hit it again. She's like, I don't think that's going to do anything. And I was like, Grandma, hold on a second. And then I press it again. She just keeps talking every fucking time I hit this page. And I was like, all right, you just got to be quiet, okay? And I'm like, no, I'm not hitting the page, but I'm just looking at her. She's like, okay. And I hit it, and then I start hearing it go off, and I'm looking, and she's following me around, like, wait, like 94 years old. So, like, I would turn around real quick. She's right there, like, ooh. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you brittle lady. Stop following me around.
Elbowing her.
Yeah, and I find it. It's in her linen closet.
Yep.
Underneath two blankets.
That happens.
It does, and she like my mom was like, yeah, my mom didn't tell me this because I talked to her. She wasn't like, hey, check the linen closet first, because she puts it in there when she takes naps so she's not disturbed by it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so instead of like, hey, she needs to find her phone, she hasn't found it in 5 days, it's probably dead. And I'm like, in no indication of, who would look in the linen closet?
Wow.
So I find it, she's like, oh, where was it? I was like, in the linen closet. She's like, the mind's going, right? I was like, okay.
I'm going to write a note on your fridge that says check linen closet for phone.
Because that's where she puts it at naps. For 5 days, she didn't have this thing.
Okay.
And then I had to check her voicemail. Accidentally locked her out of it.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Oh, you're a great guy.
Yeah. I called my mom. I was like, hey, you're going to have to figure out the administration passwords for Grandma's voicemail because she's locked out.
She fucked it right up.
Yeah, definitely her fault. Anyways, goodbye. But yeah, so that's what I did. I've been playing Spider-Man here and there and watching a lot of flicks, dude. And TR came into town. That was fun. I've been busy little beaver. I haven't been playing Destiny 2, dude.
Haven't been playing Destiny 2.
I got on last Tuesday for the restart. I haven't even been on this week.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You didn't go to Xur?
I did go to Xur. Yeah, I got his exotics. It was like Friday. TR fell asleep, and I was like, oh, fucking better go to Xur.
Sick, God, go to Xur.
Yeah, I got his exotics and immediately just started playing Spider-Man. Didn't even play any Destiny 2.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy, dude. I'm trying to wean myself off. That and Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull's a bitch.
It really is. It's too good, man.
I get it when I'm like, I need a power pick-me-up, and I need it to like be guaranteed, because there are times when I'm chugging coffee that I'm like, well, I could have a gallon more of this bullshit.
This morning I fucking woke up at like 9 to go to my grandma's, and I got back and I had like almost an entire travel cup of coffee, and I fell asleep within 45 minutes of being home.
I could take a good chug and pass out.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Coffee does nothing for me
anymore. I love my coffee. Like, I have it like perfect now. Like, the amount.
Ever since I left,
it's like, now it's like, well, I use different type of coffee.
I know. You use your fancy pantsy coffee.
And I use one of the sweetener packets, and that's it. And I just shake it up. No creamer or
no
anything.
No creamer?
Mm-mm.
My boy.
Nope. Just black with a little sugar.
No vanilla.
Dude,
French vanilla.
That's hard as it gets right there, dude. That's as hard as it gets.
Well, wait, what's your sweetener?
It's a sweet, like
agave oil.
No, I dude, agave is too expensive. It goes too fast.
Yeah,
it's like $5, and I do it like 9 days later.
Jesus.
No, it's just like the artificial sweetener, like a, you know, whatever, the yellow.
Oh, like a sweet and low?
Yeah.
Is it the fake shit too?
I said artificial sweetener.
Okay, yeah, you did.
Literally, the difference between
AS,
natural
bro.
And
AS.
So is it processed, or does it come naturally out of a tree trunk?
Well, because like people are like, oh, that has aspartame. Don't do that. And I'm like,
I don't use stevia.
I don't. All artificial sweeteners
I thought
have
the
aspartame.
Stevia was real.
Because like fucking. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because like Red Bull, I drink sugar free. That has aspartame in it. So does fucking like Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Diet Pepsi. All
I like
shit.
Aspartame. It's good.
It is tasty.
Yeah.
It's sugar.
Dude. And
sweet,
what am I gonna do? Get some palm honey from some weird tree? No, I don't have trees like
you
that.
Do have trees, but not that like kind. That. No. All right, man. Well, I guess
that's the news right there. Oh, I watched the new trailer for Endgame.
Okay, I saw that too. Now I don't know if I did. It feel like a fake one to you because it was showing all old stuff. Like it's been 10 years since I put on the suit.
It's a weird marketing campaign.
I think, you know what? I think that they're like, yo, everyone's going. Just let them know that it's still coming, but don't show anything. Because the only thing that I saw was different was that they're all wearing red and white suits.
Mm-hmm. And you see fucking Nebula with them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, duh.
So that means she got there.
Oh, yeah.
Could be that she died in space. You never know. But now you know that she got
there.
Well,
and you know
there.
That obviously Iron Man survives his space thing of like, I only have water for fucking 3 more hours.
Dude, and then Clint, I don't know why I didn't put it together. Like, he's Ronin because his whole family died in the fucking flick. And then he was like, I'm mad. Snapping hair off.
That's when he starts killing.
Dude gets that dope haircut too, man. He's got that fucking sweet like
mohawk,
like
faux hawk.
Like,
well,
fucking,
it's a full mohawk. It's weird, but it's like
a
his whole head.
Hawk, yeah,
yeah. It's his whole head. But then I saw other shots where he doesn't have it, so I'm like,
he cuts it cool for the end.
He's
end like, game. Hang on.
Yeah, guys, I don't want to look like a douche in front of Thanos,
because he's a good bit of the heart
of the story.
He gives good heart to the story.
Yeah, I mean, he's just good in general, yeah. though. Yeah. I'm trying to think if I saw any cool trailers or news or anything. I don't think I did. I know that they were like, yo, Ben Affleck's not going to be Batman, but that's kind of like old.
Mm.
And the dude's like, I'm doing a noir Batman. It's like, everyone, you said this like 2 years ago.
Just give it up.
Just fucking, it's 2020. That's the only thing.
Dude, it's crazy how quick Endgame's coming.
Yeah, Captain Marvel came out.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No.
Me either.
I mean, I really want to.
So do I.
I'm a huge Brie Larson fan.
Mm-hmm. Even though she hates men, dude.
Does she?
I don't know. I think so.
No,
I
heard man. Somebody She's talking cool as shit. She's friends with Craig Ferguson, my boy.
I heard someone talking about that. She was like a woman, what do they call it?
Woman man hater
club. Like she's like, I don't give a fuck what some like white critic has to say.
She's probably a little high on that Captain Marvel juice.
Yeah, so people are like, oh, fuck her. Like, go see a fucking movie that, like, doesn't bash men like Alita, Battle Angel, which I do want to see. That looks dope. I'm not going to go see it for that reason, but there was literally people were trying to protest Captain Marvel because of they thought that...
She still had a $455 million weekend.
It was $450? Holy shit.
That's a big weekend.
That's huge.
That's a big weekend.
Like, I think that might be bigger than Black Panther's first.
They were like, it totally shatters any sort of
record
bias for female lead, like...
I think that shatters any lead anything.
Yeah.
That might be like, Harry Potter.
It kind of shatters, like, can Marvel not make money? Marvel's like, we're going to put out a Howard the Duck and see what happens. This is going to be crazy.
Ant-Man and Wasp. Ant-Man didn't do that great opening weekend.
I think they always hit mark. Like, if they don't excel 10 times over mark, yeah.
Oh, no, it made its money for sure. But yeah. I'm just saying, like, comparatively to, like...
Oh, God, no. They're not going to go out for fucking Ant-Man like they did... Infinity War.
Yeah, I'm about to say Infinity War, like, yeah.
No one's like, oh, I really can't wait for that Ant-Man as much as that's Infinity War.
Right now it's at $550 million.
It's a good week so far.
That's insane. Yep. They don't say the production budget.
They'll hit a billion because they haven't even gone international.
No, they have.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was a week later.
$362 million is from foreign.
Oh.
Yeah, $187 right now is from us.
Wow, world.
Yeah. They like her, dude.
Dude.
And they show her in the trailer, too. That was the other thing.
I was really hoping she'd be like, give me a dumb little hammer.
Yeah, not only that.
Give
like
a stupid hammer. She didn't say anything.
Yeah, he like whips it by her head. He's like, all right, she's tough. I like her.
Yeah. And I was like, come on. She should have been like, give me a dumb little hammer.
Well, she can't hold it, dude. Only Vision can.
I don't know, dude.
I love that conversation when they're like, all right, so you put the hammer in the elevator. It goes up. Is it worthy to wield it?
Yeah.
It's so sick.
I mean, I guarantee there's probably a comic where she holds it. There's so many comics where someone holds it, which is funny. Like, all the Hulk variations have held it. Like, fucking Captain America has held it.
But I think it's because they become worthy. I also think that, like, there was, like, Beta Ray Bill, I think his name was. Like, it was, like, he looks kind of like one of the Green Lantern creatures, but he kind of like a horse dog thing. He wielded the hammer for a while. There's been different Thors,
obviously. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think it had quite as much clout back then.
No, they just wanted to change up shit to sell more comics, bro.
Dude.
It's all about the bottom line. Sell the books.
I watched some fucking good shit, dude.
Oh, I read some good shit.
You read?
Yeah. Alan Moore's Swamp Thing. I read the first three volumes.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
Holy shit. I ordered all six on, like, physical.
Yeah.
Dude, there's this sick place called, like, fucking... You should check it out for a saga. They sell it for, like, $8 a trade.
Where?
Hang on a second.
Wow.
Well, no, I'll find
it. How sick is it?
It's awesome, because, like, I was looking on Amazon, the Volume 1 Omnibus, which is the first three volumes, Compendium, was $120 for Swamp Thing.
Son of a bitch.
If you got all the single books, they were, like, $19 a piece. Like, there was only breaking, like, $2 off of each. In-stock trades.
Oh, it's online.
Yeah.
I thought you went somewhere cool, like in Canton or something.
Oh, God, no. No. But, yeah, I saw Saga on there for, like, $8 a book.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah. For volumes, not, like... Yeah, and they have, like, their thing is, like, up to 42% off at least of, like, everything we have.
Wow.
And they have a huge selection.
That's
so, yeah,
dope.
I would definitely recommend it. The only thing is that they're, like, I put my credit card information in, and then this, like, thing pops up, and it's, like, it'll take 48 hours to process this because you're a new customer, and then 48 hours to ship it, not including weekends. I was, like, damn, these books aren't coming for a while.
No,
and it hasn't
not.
Even been like your order's confirmed because they're processing my shit, like checking my background.
God, what are they doing? Going to the bank and looking like
at my statements? I don't know. Has this kid ever bought comics? Because it said because of fraudulent shit. It's like where people like canceling their credit card right after you were like they're sent, but now we're going to charge you.
Jesus,
anyways,
PayPal kind of does that for you.
Alan Moore's Swamp Thing, when I get these, I want you to read them. You'll love them, dude. It's so fucking dope.
I like Swamp Thing
a lot. He goes to hell. He fights werewolves. He fights vampires. Fucking Alan Moore writes the coolest fucking like Swamp Thing ever. Like, he made it so, like, Alec Holland is the dude that is Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm.
He made it so that, like, Alec Holland actually, his consciousness got eaten by these worms and then went into the earth and became the, I think they call him, like, it's some type of like God. He's like, oh, element. He's like, you're one of the last elements. He's like, and you don't even know it. Constantine tells him this.
Oh,
yeah. He's like, and then he finds out that he's not actually Alec Holland. He's this element that just has Alec Holland's consciousness in it. So Alec Holland's completely dead.
And dang,
it's nasty as fuck. He revolutionized like fucking Swamp Thing.
Okay,
it's amazing, and it's super trippy. Like fucking, like she eats like a fucking gourd off him, like Abby Arcane, his chick. And then that, like, that's like them fucking and like tripping and shit. It's wild as hell.
Shit, dude.
Yeah. So there's 6 volumes. I got up to 3. Fucking hands down, like one of the best shits I've ever read. But the artwork is kind of dated. Obviously, it's from 1985. Still beautiful.
85. Wow.
Yeah. I think it was 83 to like 8, maybe 85. I don't know. But in the mid 80s. Yeah. Swamp Thing. Highly rated. 10 out of 10
right
now.
You heard it here.
Yeah. I'm going to try to see if they have the Lock and Key books on there. I might try to.
Dude, we should start our own online store.
Selling what?
Whatever we want, bro.
All your old comics. Come on. Do it.
Anything.
We can do whatever we want. Anyway, so yeah, Swamp Thing, that's what I read, and we're done with news, so I guess weekly recommendations and rejections, dude.
Bunchofstuff.com.
Bunch of stuff. I guarantee that's taken. Let me check it out.
Bunchofstuff.com.
Bunch of or bunch o?
Oh, whatever. Whatever's not taken.
Yeah, whatever we can get, honestly. All right. Oh, dnnsearch.com. Bunch stuff. Nope, they don't have it.
See, dude? Already $1 billion idea. I'll buy that domain tonight for $1.
All right, do it. Yeah, it's definitely cost more than that. It's like 12, but yeah.
Yeah, right, bro.
GoDaddy. Anyways, what have you seen?
GoDaddy. I don't host through them. What were our movies for this week?
That Exposed and Dirty Work.
Okay, I watched Role Models. What?
I don't want to talk about movie the week beforehand. I'm not really sure what happened.
No, yeah, I just forgot which one it was. I know I watched it.
Role Models.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd. Yeah. Sean William Scott.
Sean William Scott's funny in this.
Fucking Fogel.
Yeah, Fogel.
Yeah, that was a rough one. I was surprised they put him in Kick-Ass. They're like, this kid's taking off like Napoleon Dynamite. Like, remember how that happened?
And he's going to be the coolest bad dude of all.
I wonder whatever happened to his career. I haven't really seen
him
much
since.
Wait
till they get a load of me.
Yeah. Ugh. Dude, they found him legit in the fucking high school of Superbad.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't an actor.
No.
That's what's so wild. I think the same thing, I don't know if the same thing happened with Napoleon, but.
Could be
similar.
He just rolled up in the Hesses.
They're like, wow, you are fucked up.
You are fucked, bro.
You're going to star in this movie and just be weird as hell.
You're going to be in fucking, what is that stupid fucking
Benchwarmers. Dude, Blades of Glory, though?
It's funny.
Or Blades of, what is it?
Glory.
Is it Blades of Glory?
Yeah.
Or Blades of Fury. No, Balls of Fury. Yeah, Blades of Glory. Okay, yeah, Blades of Glory I actually really dig.
Yeah, it's funny.
Will Ferrell's great in that. And he's not bad either.
Jason Sudeikis is like the husband of the other. Like the dual team, you know, they're.
Oh,
it's like Amy Poehler and
no, it's your Job.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What's his fucking name?
Oh, fucking.
Played Batman?
Yeah, Job Bluth. Will Arnett.
Will Arnett, yeah, he's the other one.
Role Models is all right. It's a watch, you know what I mean? Like, at the end, I hate the fucking kiss, like, LARP bullshit.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. They were LARPing.
Fuck me.
Yeah. Live action role playing for those uninitiated.
Like, that Chinese, that like fucking, I forget his name. He's in the Hangover movies. Plays like the king of the fucking.
He plays doctors in movies and shit too. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, dude. And then he's just
the
like popping fucking like 13-year-old kids in the mouth and punching them and shit. And I'm like, why aren't other adults punching him back? Like, what the fuck is happening?
I love that you got offended at Role Models.
I was annoyed. Dude, there's literally a fight at school today, like outside. It was like the start of fighting, or they were play fighting, but. It looked like they were getting like into it, and I literally just walked right through it, And like as I was at my car, I heard a real teacher come out and be like, "Hey, what are you two doing?" And then like lit him up, and I'm like, "That's not me."
Oh, you weren't about to break
you
him up.
You can't. I can't touch. I can't like couldn't grab a kid off another kid or anything. Most I could have done is turned right around and went back inside and told a real teacher, and then came back out.
So some kid's getting beat to death. And you pull them off.
Not supposed to.
And you pull them off. They're like, Tony, you're going to go to jail.
Can't believe. No, they're just like, you're fired,
now,
dumbass.
You're now a pedophile.
No, nope, they don't go that far.
You touched a kid, sir. Go to jail.
Yeah, I grabbed him by the hair.
Yep, then that was some That's weird sexual zone. Yeah. Fucking asshole.
No, more so just, you know, you don't have any authority here.
You're kind of like a security guard at, like, fucking, like a Kmart. It's like, yeah, you can't, like, tackle or do anything. Like, you can just call the real cops.
Less than that, because I don't even have any security in me. It's more like, oh, I was fixing the pipes around here, and then I just stopped someone. They go, well, that's not a pipe. Go home.
You're fired.
If you're wrestling a pipe.
What do you give role models? Or do you have any more?
6 out of 10.
The same. Wow, really that high?
Yeah.
I thought it would be like a 5. Like, yeah, I don't need to watch that ever again.
It was probably. Okay. There's some funny parts. Paul Rudd talking shit about venti, like sizes and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watched Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, and Spectre.
Wow.
Got all of them this week for under $20.
How depressed are you?
Skyfall did end sad. But Spectre was fucking sick, dude. I loved... Okay, hold on. Let's rewind.
All right.
So I've seen Quantum of Solace before, and I kind of like thought it was boring. A lot of people did. The villain wasn't that great, Mr. Green. But I did like that they were continuing the story from Casino Royale.
Yep.
And then you get the Skyfall, which holy fuck is awesome. Mm-hmm. Skyfall is amazing, dude. Fucking the intro, everything about it. All the intros are cool, but this one's rad. And then you have Javier Bardem as the main bad boy.
Oh, yeah.
And I love him. There's that fucking scene where he talks about, he's like, my parents owned an island, not as luxury as this. And like, he literally like basically faked a nuclear explosion in this island and then cleared it all out and then called it his own.
Yeah.
So was, hard.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I computered it in the.
Yeah. He's like, hysteria will do wild things to people. He's like, now I just own my own island. And then fucking like, he's talking about this and he's like, and it, one year we went there and it was overrun with rats. And what we did is we put like this barrel and then all the rats went into it and we like we put cheese at the bottom, whatever the fuck. And he's like, what do you do with that barrel? Do you throw it in the ocean? Do you kill the rats? He's like, no, you wait. He's like, then you have two rats left. He's like, now what do? Kill them? Like whatever. He's like, because those rats eat all the other rats and then there's only two left. He's like, no, you set them free and now they'll kill the rats that come to the island. You change the nature of them. She's like, and he's like, that's what M did to us, James.
Oh,
that is hard as fuck.
That
dude.
Is hard as fuck. Change their nature, dude.
Dude, oh my god, I was like, this is so fucking dope. That's like Quantum. I give like a 6.57.
Mm-hmm.
Casino Royale is like a 9.
Right.
Probably last week I was like 8.58.
Yeah. Go back and listen to the tape.
Skyfall, I give like a 9 because at the end of Skyfall as well, he goes to his house.
Yeah.
Now, all right. Slight spoiler if you haven't seen it. Do you remember the groundskeeper? It was Albert Finney. He's like an old school actor. That was supposed to be Sean Connery, and this was supposed to be where Bonds go to retire.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would have been cold as ice.
And like they weren't able to like get him
Damn.
Or he was sick or something like that, so they just made it like the caregiver and then went more into the orphan story
That'd
of
have
James.
Been baller, dude.
Yeah.
They could have had Pierce.
Yeah, that would have been tight too. But they wanted like the OG.
Yeah.
But I'm sure they could have gotten a few of them. Anyways. So Skyfall, yeah, absolutely loved. Javier Bardem was sick. And then you get to fucking Spectre, Christoph Waltz. Oh my god, that dude's rad as fuck too.
Yeah, he's cool as shit.
Love him. Skyfall, I think, what did I say? Like that's another like 9. That movie's fun as hell.
Yeah.
And you got Skyfall, or Spectre. And then they bring back Casino Royale, Quantum, Skyfall. They were all part of the fucking organization, Spectre.
Yeah.
And I loved like the Cthulhu fucking like octopus thing that controls everything, like arms everywhere. So neat, dude. Like, oh god, it's so good. And it was set in the snow a lot.
Yeah.
And which I love because I remember one of the Pierce Brosnan ones was set in snow.
Okay.
Because I remember it was in the game where they built the satellite.
Day. Yeah, and there's like
no,
the ice house.
GoldenEye. GoldenEye, they have the satellite one. Because remember in the game you had to like navigate through the snow?
What?
Yeah, you had to blow up like this giant satellite in the middle of this like field, but it was all like in Russia and it was very snowy. I don't know. I just like snow's cool looking on fucking movies, dude.
Right, like Inception?
Yeah, sure. Inception's good.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I do, yeah. That's like the last...
It's like a snow base?
Yeah.
Dumbass dropped his phone. What is this, first episode? Okay. Wow.
All right, anyways, look at that sick picture of Swamp Thing, dude.
All right, cool, man. Wow. Like, it's your girlfriend. He's got roses in his arms.
It's an awesome... No, yeah, he does. they're growing out of him. He's giving them the Abby.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Anyways, so Spectre, I really dug it. It was fucking nasty. The only thing that I kind of didn't like about Skyfall was that, like, it was kind of about James being too old to be Bond.
I know.
The whole thing was that.
Whining about old James.
And then, like, everything was like, oh, you got to do this the old way. Here's a knife. And then that's how he ends up, spoilers,
figured out, here's a 9-volt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's like, huh?
It's just strange. But yeah, Spectre, I love too. The whole franchise is amazing. I think it's like a 9 all around.
I remember they put like shit in a light bulb.
Yeah, they
to blow up when they flip
they
the
take
switches.
Shotgun shells, and she and yeah. M hooks it up.
Yeah,
that's in Skyfall. Yeah,
that's
it was
cool kind of
like
shit.
A Home Alone.
Yeah.
And then they put it in the floorboards, they explode. Yeah.
Yeah,
she has like nails and screws in it and shit.
Fucked
like
up.
Just like a dirty bomb.
It's fucked up.
Anyways, yeah, Spectre was fucking sick. I think they got really good villains for the three, and then the mm-hmm. one that was kind of rough was Green.
Yep,
Quantum.
So, yeah. Failed on that, putting a can of oil in his butthole.
That was actually, okay, it wasn't his butthole.
Right in his butthole, I remember.
But yeah, he's like...
They gaped him and left him in the desert.
He's like, I bet you get 20 miles before you think about drinking that. I'm like, what?
He will.
The fuck? James Bond does not give a shit.
Dude, I like the, well, you can go that way if you'd like endings. And
yeah.
And the people are like, no, but
Wind
no.
River?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Wind River.
One.
There's also another movie on an island to where they're like, but you're free. See ya. Like... The dude's like, no, but, and they're like, no, you're free. You're free.
God, Wind River is a hard movie, too.
When he's just like, how did he die? And he's like, whimpering.
Yeah.
And just sits there with him with his fucking like war paint on. God damn, I love Wind River.
Yeah, you watched it like 6 times when
I really did.
You rented it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, watch all the James Bonds. Go ahead. What'd
okay.
you see?
Let me just pop this out here. I also watched Suspiria.
Oh, what'd you think?
Dude. Dancing witches, bad as fuck ending, man. That is a eerie movie.
Yeah, there's a part of it that you're like, is she dancing and breaking her spine? Shit, I don't even
I'm
know.
Literally, like, there are parts where I'm like, oh fuck, that came out of nowhere and just leaves you kind of like shocked, like shell shocked.
Yeah, not only that, like, there's parts in the movie where I'm like, I'm not really sure what's going on. They keep going back and forth between different languages.
Yeah.
You got to pay attention,
like
crazy.
The old dude, I was like, what the
do you know who that is?
Do with anything?
That's Tilda Swinton.
Oh, as the old guy?
Yeah, and the mother.
Mm.
She plays all three of those people.
Why not?
Fucking
Why
weird.
Not? Fucking Tilda. Plays fucking... Yeah, she's ridiculous.
That's just wild in the same movie. They're like, yeah, go for it.
Why not? It's cheaper labor.
Yeah, so would you...
That ending.
That ending was raw.
That fucking ending,
Did
dude.
You watch after the credits?
No.
Okay, there's a little after credit.
Is there?
Yeah, nothing special.
Okay.
You didn't miss much. Because
I was
like,
oh,
shit.
Dude, this blood-soaked... orgy of witch demon shit is so dope.
And then you see the demon too.
Oh, so yeah. Dude,
Suspiria is way long though.
Way long, way
it's super
way fucking European.
I'm about to say super artsy fartsy. You don't give
I was
a
like,
fuck
is this
about
Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. God damn.
Oh, that's how that movie is.
Yeah,
you did. You're like, I don't know, bro, but I've recommended Suspiria too, so I sit through some shit, bro.
Oh yeah, no,
I'm highbrow as fuck.
It's one of my highs for the week. Like, it's 8.5. like, it's a really
Suspiria?
Dope movie.
Yeah, Josie liked
on,
it too.
It's not on fucking Hereditary level, but
no, not many are though.
No, that's a standalone. Like, oh, do you want to watch The Exorcist? Like, Hereditary.
God,
fucking...
Exorcist is a hard watch.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
Once that shit starts going, fuck, man, it doesn't stop.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, wow.
You should read the book. It's good.
That's
I have it.
Horrifying.
It's like 150 pages, too. Short.
Jesus.
Yeah. Based the whole friggin' movie
dude,
off of it.
Dude, such creepy fucking music, too.
Yeah, Suspiria. Oh, it was Tom York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why
I
was
forgot
like,
to tell you that when I was, when I recommended it to you, I was like, oh, yeah, he's going to fucking nut
and
his
then
little
I was
pants
like, this
over
is a
this
Radiohead
shit.
Song. Courtney's like, great.
Oh, sick. This is gross.
Yeah.
And I
dude,
hate
the
you
worst
for
is
this.
Like, I'll watch something with her and I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like gory and shit. She's like, well, I'm not watching it. And I look over as something I know horrible is about to happen and she like peeks up. And she's like, oh, motherfucker. I'm like, sorry, Jesus Christ, you're down there.
You got the worst timing.
You're playing Sims for 44 minutes and then it came to the fucking, you know, gore rape scene. Like,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, so 8.5. Yeah, I thought it was really good. Definitely worth the watch.
Yeah.
And definitely really artsy.
I took a lot of your
long.
Recommendations this week, sweet boy.
What else? Oh, wait, hold on. I saw Pitch Black.
So, no.
Dude, it is sick as hell.
It holds up so good.
The CGI is rough.
Rough, but man,
it's
cool.
Good.
It's a cool ensemble crew. Of...
Definitely. Everything works in that shit. Fucking, what's his face? Riddick. What was his name? Vin Diesel. He's fucking awesome in it, too.
Yeah.
That movie is like a 9. It probably would be a 10 if they went... And like redid the CGI.
Oh yeah,
there's parts that are just like, wow, it looks bad.
It happens. Like,
but it's way good.
Extremely quality.
I got that
for fucking
$3 on Blu-ray.
Great.
I'll let
it's
you
great.
Borrow it.
Yeah,
because I know you haven't seen it in a while.
It's awesome.
Yeah. What else you see?
I also saw Overlord.
Oh, nice. What do you think about this? I don't think you liked it as much as Suspiria.
Uh-huh. I give it an 8 out of 10.
That's
throw that out there.
Pretty fucking high. That's a 0.5 below Suspiria.
Because. It is great action and fun story.
It's tight.
But I also was like, I've seen this story like a lot.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Like I called every move mm-hmm. and nothing surprised me.
But it's cool. Like, I mean, the like when they make them the undead, he's like, if Hitler wants 1,000 year Reich, we need 1,000 year soldiers. You're like, that's that was like, hard.
Yeah. That was like, yeah, as he's like about to be taken downstairs. Yeah. He hadn't said a word.
That, and like, that's, I don't know, that's so fucking wild. It, I like, it looked really cool. I thought that was supposed to be a Cloverfield one. Then they're like, no, it's the first R-rated
Bad Robot.
Bad Robot, thank you. Space into this coffee's got my brain going.
Hey, bro, you not got accessing. Hey, I'm the opposite because I'm a sleepy teddy bear.
I'm fucking flying past the cabinets and not checking the right ones, you know?
Wow.
So, 8. That's not bad.
No. I mean, it was a fun time, but I was like, that'll be the last time I watch it for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's on Netflix.
I'm about to say in like 2 years when it hits Netflix, you'll probably check it out again. Let's see. There's just so much shit. Like, it's hard to rewatch some of those movies. Yeah. Like, I kind of want to rewatch Revolver and Smoke and Aces and like those
Smoke and Aces, yeah.
Like, but like, I'm like, fuck, man, there's just so much other shit because I don't really remember them as well as I would like to.
Yeah,
because you remember like when movies would come out and you'd watch like Superbad, you'd watch it 45, 50 times. We'd probably seen that movie like 100 times in our life.
Yeah.
And like Wedding Crashers or like Star Wars, like you had time to marinate. Now, fucking 20 awesome movies come out a year and there's a billion shows.
And you have brand new video games and fucking...
I watch the shit and like I'll be like... And someone will talk to me like, oh, wasn't this awesome? Like, I don't fucking remember that at all.
Or like a new series will like envelop you for a fucking week. You're
I'm not gonna lie. Like, I can't give you... I can give you specifics about Daredevil, but like not a ton. Not like I could like fucking Dexter. Like the first time I watched that.
I remember I used to like... I'd even sometimes rewatch episodes with other friends.
Yeah.
Like, I'd watch something with you and then be like, Joe, you got to see this. Let's watch this episode.
Right.
And it wouldn't be a thing because it was, like, less content or you were more, like, revered in your content.
Yeah, now it's just, like, we need to process it all, but you're not, like, you're like, I need to see it and then I need to say what I think about it.
Move,
and then,
move.
Yeah, exactly. You're just pushing shit out of your head. Just so much shit. Speaking of so much shit, there's this documentary called Leaving Neverland. I'm sure everyone's
surviving
heard.
Or leaving?
Leaving Neverland. That's surviving like R. Kelly or whatever you're talking about.
Surviving, yeah.
But Leaving Neverland is these two dudes that come out and say that Michael Jackson, I mean, I'm talking graphic retellings of the sexual abuse. Like straight up like nights explaining what happened.
I don't know.
It is 4 hours of nonstop. Like, you're just like, this is fucked.
Yeah.
It's hard. I
love the music.
And not hard, like I've been saying, like, oh, man, that was a hard scene. Like, this is a rough watch.
We can't. I mean, Courtney won't watch it.
God, I wouldn't expect her to. Josie, she was like, this looks insane. Like, I can't believe, like, these dudes actually came out. Then there's, like, an Oprah Winfrey special, too.
I know.
I watched some of that.
I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah,
and like
it's fucked up.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's crazy. I give it. I mean, like for what it was trying to do, 10.
Yeah,
like they nailed it. Like on that, like you're just like this is the most. You can't turn away. It's a train wreck.
Yeah, and
just
like
on fire.
What, like I heard that they go, kind of deep into like how someone. What is that called?
The seduction.
Yeah, like that phase to where it's kind of like warping, like.
It's almost God, like a brainwashing, kind of like Stockholm-y. Like, yeah. It's like that sort of thing. But, like, these people, these two dudes were, like, we were, like, in love with him. Like, we thought we were special. Like, his one. Like, he's telling him, like, it's the seduction of, like, the family. He would talk to the mothers, like, on the phone for hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he would go to their houses. Michael Jackson, like, the literally, like, people also are like, that's so fucked. And it's like, dude, you don't remember the 90s. If, like,
no.
He popped into your house, you'd be like, it's a god.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like fucking like Julius Caesar deciding to come over.
I'm also not saying like fucking like that is it's totally fine. Like it's super fucked up that he did that shit. Like it's crazy.
Well, and
like
he uses his,
a lot of people. Yeah, he uses his place of power. And a lot of people are like fucking like, oh, I can never listen to him. A lot of people are like, he's still my fucking king. Like and shit like that, like taking sides. Yeah, I listen to a Michael Jackson song. I won't lie. But I feel like you. It's weird to me to negate the art because the person was a piece of shit.
Especially when the art is something of that style.
But also, you can't take it away. It always exists.
No, it's always in the...
And, like, and I think for these...
You can't
like,
take his Grammys. You can't take his fucking... the billions
even
he
if,
made.
Even if like, you do, like, it still happened. Just like
still
that.
There.
Just like the abuse still happened.
Just like Apple and fucking Twitter and... Or not Twitter and fucking Spotify are gonna still have his really, really fucking... popular albums on their fucking service. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, there might be, I don't know.
But yeah, like the victims like, should the
Weinstein,
obviously.
Like, it's not like Clerks and Mallrats doesn't exist anymore because Harvey Weinstein went to jail.
Yeah, what a pile of shit.
Right. And I know that he didn't directly create him, but he directly funded him. He's the reason why those movies
got
made.
People in a certain casting. Like,
right. Exactly.
Chair. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. He was legit like, Joey Adams, what up, girl?
And so, like, I don't feel like you can take away the art, and I don't think that you should either, because people still listen to, like, fucking Rick James and shit. He burned people with crack pipes and stuff.
Yeah.
It's just odd that, like, people, like, they're like, this is too atrocious to listen to anymore. Now, if he was still creating music, then, yeah, he should be banned and, like, shouldn't be able to. He shouldn't be able to make money. They should also give all the pros, like, every dollar that goes from buying his stuff or anything like that should just be donated to, like, a child abuse foundation.
Sure, just, like, funnel it to a fund that helps that.
That's what fucking Kevin Smith did with all of his royalties from the Weinstein Company. It goes to, like, like battered women or something like that, or, like, some type of, like, organization that helps people that are in those situations.
It's fucking crazy.
Finding Neverland, or Leaving Neverland, rough.
Wow.
Tough watch.
All right.
What else you see?
On a musical note, I watched
more uplifting
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, what'd you think?
It was good. It was enjoyable.
See, I think
didn't know Live Aid was such a short concert. Was that their full set?
No.
I was gonna say, because they didn't even play like some of like
the hits. Yeah. No, they the DVD has, I think, the full reenacted concert.
All right.
But for the theatrical release, no, they only did like, I think, like a 10, 15 minutes. They're like, people are coming out and be like, this is not at all how shit went down.
No, I imagine it wasn't.
Yeah, they're like, he didn't like break Queen up. Like, they were all kind of parting ways. The drummer actually had a side project. And he's like, I kind of want to do this. And Freddie's like, I kind of want to do this. And like, it wasn't like how I'm getting $4 million. Fuck y'alls. Like, I'm out. And I guess that Paul dude wasn't as like malicious.
Monstrous as he,
like keeping him from jobs, more so just a bad influence of like drugs and sex.
Yeah.
Not like not telling
him
about
stuff.
Let's
keep the party
going, yeah. So there's a lot of liberty taken, but it's a fucking awesome movie. And if you like Queen, I mean, like that is the background, it's a blast to watch. Yeah. It feels like Rockstar and all that type of shit.
It's the same story. Yeah. Like, it doesn't end on the saddest of notes like Rockstar, kind of. It ends on a pretty happy note.
It does
for
end
the
on
band.
A positive, yeah.
For the band. Obviously, AIDS.
I guess he didn't even know that he had AIDS when Live Aid happened.
No, he just disclosed, and he also, I thought he just disclosed it.
There you go.
The day before he actually died of it.
Oh, I don't know about that, but I just know that he didn't know that he had AIDS when, like,
it
he
makes
wasn't
it
getting,
way better if he does.
Yeah, exactly. He's getting the band back together. He's like, I'm dying. Yep. He's like, by the way, I got it. They're like, got what? He's like, AIDS. They're like, whoa. Spoilers. But yeah, what do you give it?
7.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
The movie
was great music, and I don't know if Rami Malek deserved a fucking Oscar, though.
Really? Why?
Because imitation versus the art of acting. Like,
well,
you can completely imitate someone's, like, movements down to, like, a fucking, like, almost like it's like I did Michael Jackson's dance perfectly.
Yeah.
But I don't know if those are the mannerisms he had. I don't know Freddie Mercury enough to know if like all the stuff that was ad lib was really, really good for being that person. Like when you watch like it's hard to tell like what Jim Morrison was like. Did Val Kilmer really do a good job? But I also know that he did like fucking straight up robotically copy the man on stage, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's so much performance as it is just imitation.
I disagree only in the fact of, yeah, he is imitating movement and stuff like that because, like, of how...
Because Freddie already had that, like,
there was,
pizzazz.
Well, they exist, those tapes. Like, when people, like, have seen Queen, they're a famous band, they want him to look like Freddie when he's on stage, and he does that well. But I also think that he acts very well in the movie, too. Like, I feel like I wasn't, like, taken out...
An Oscar, though?
I don't know, man. It was way good. Not only that, he sang... There was three different blended voices.
A bit of it.
It was Freddie, him, and this Christian singer.
Yeah.
And, like, that's insane. That right there, like, I don't know. I felt like it was way good.
Yeah, I just feel like...
I mean, I totally
like,
get what you're
like
saying.
Like Ray or, like, Walk the Line. Like, those were, like...
Didn't Joaquin win a fucking...
Yeah, well, they both did. Yeah,
see?
That's what I'm saying.
Imitation, bro.
No, I'm saying, like, I would just put them at a higher bracket because of what the movie also watched... You go through with them.
Well, Walk
both
the Line.
Both of them went through some real heavy shit.
Well, and it's weird because they kind of don't really talk about the later years when he was probably going through like the hardest time.
No, they kind of went through it his sort of meteoric rise and
it's his demons. The rise, the demons, and then the payoff of Live Aid.
I can't go back. The Temptations will get me.
And Mike Myers.
Yeah, that is funny.
That was cool.
What a fucking idiot.
Littlefinger was the
fucking idiot. Yeah.
Was the lawyer, and he was way good in it. I don't know. I really enjoyed it, but I feel it like...
It just wasn't like a spectacular biopic,
see,
in my opinion.
I had such a low bar because everyone was like, this is the best. And people were like, it's shit and stuff like that. And I was just like, well, it's going to be what it is. I want to watch it. And so I was like, damn, this is way better than I thought it was going to be. Then I told you about it and probably pumped it up too much.
I know. And I think it's going to be the same way when I see that one movie with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Oh, A Star Is Born?
Yeah. Like everyone was just like shitting all over the ground that movie walked on.
Yeah.
Loved it. Suck my dick. It's the best movie.
I was like, I thought that movie got like high praise.
Shitting excellence. Yeah, they were like played at the Oscars.
Yeah,
and they won best original track, even though it's like a movie of a movie of a movie of a movie of a movie. They still are totally original.
Huh?
Yeah, I think this movie's been made like four
times.
Everything's
been done, bro. Everything.
Tommy Boy, that's an original script.
True, but I mean, it's about like a kid that failed his dad and then goes on a mission to fucking save a company.
Well, never heard that story before.
Doubt that. There's probably plenty of them. Callahan Auto. All right, what else did I see? Patrick Melrose.
Who? What?
I watched this show called Patrick Melrose.
Wow.
It's got Benedict Cumberbatch in it and fucking Mr. Smith. What's his name? From Matrix.
Hugo Weaving. Wow. Why do I know these?
What do you mean?
That's not a common household one.
Bullshit.
That's not Tom Hanks.
Well, when I talked to Josie about it, I was like, Hugo Weaving. I just can't think of shit right now. My brain's scattered.
Hurry it up.
Hold on a second.
Tell me about your British comedy.
It's, wow. It fucking Showtime did not label that correctly because it was like dark comedy, blah, blah, blah. It's dark. Yeah. And there's some type of comedic. Jennifer Jason Leigh's in it.
Ah.
Yeah, it's way good, but it is. A tough watch, too, man.
A lot
of little kid diddling and stuff.
Why?
Yeah. I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
That, like I said, dark comedy.
Now you're in.
But, yeah, Hugo Weaving plays his dad in flashbacks, and it is fucked up. He's a heroin addict and stuff. It's only 5 episodes. Watch the whole thing.
Damn.
It's good, though. Do you have Showtime?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, and that YouTube TV is
$40
a month. Yep.
Yep. I know. I was like, fuck off. Tony's an idiot.
I know. Thought it was 10 because that's what everything else is.
Yeah, when Josie, I was like, dude, it's $10. I just saw it. Like, let's get it. She's like, it's $40 a month. I was like, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, way to go, Josie.
Well, way to go you for not knowing jack shit.
Why would I know, dude? I'm getting that free train.
Yeah, true.
You know.
We'll give you Showtime if you give us YouTube. It'll never happen.
It's not mine to give, dickhead, and it's already a third give.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we don't watch it all the time.
Really?
Just sometimes.
Yeah, I can see you, like, putting it on and leaving
it
on.
Dude, Netflix, Hulu, fucking, there's so many streaming services. When Disney comes out, my God.
My God.
I mean, and Prime. Dude, everything. It's crazy.
It is unreal. We're so spoiled. And I'm getting fat. Dude, I'm just working on this heart attack. Like, it's
what do you, what?
I just sit around and do nothing and watch this stuff and just take it. And just take it all.
Patrick Melrose, I give, like, a 9, but it's way, like...
9. You, for like, that remember, depressing diddles?
Remember, well, okay, remember Handmaid's Tale? How much you were gay for that?
Ooh, yeah,
sorry, I didn't mean
really
to say
depressing.
That.
It's real depressing.
Yeah, I remember coming down and you being like, oh my God, dude, this is amazing. I was like, this looks like horrific, depressing
horrible
shit.
Horrible reality.
Yeah.
Yep. So good. Wind River. Watch that a lot.
Yeah, but at the same time, like, that at least... I mean, this one does have a positive payoff, kind of.
True.
And if you like Benedict Cumberbatch, he acts his fucking ass off in it. Him doing heroin and coke and fucking all this crazy shit.
Good for him.
They're getting clean. It takes place from like 1987 to like 2007.
Oh, cool.
5 years.
Five friggin' episodes.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. You would dig it because you like that depressing shit.
Yeah, I'm down on that.
Mm-hmm. Rent it from fucking Family Video. I'm sure they have it.
Oh, dude.
They
don't
have
much of anything. I asked them for Apocalypto. They're like, don't have it. I was like, what are you?
I have Apocalypto.
I was like, goodbye, ma'am.
I'll go call Paul. Yeah, no, I have it. I can give it to you.
I was like, listen. Fucking Phil, you little piece of shit.
That's impressive that they didn't have Apocalypto.
Yeah.
God damn it. I went there to rent Friday the 13th. So they only had the ones that we'd already fucking got. I was like, fuck, I could have got these for a buck a piece, not $4.
But I know. I made fun of you for that.
Yeah. It sucked. What else you see?
I watched all of Ricky Gervais's new show, Afterlife.
And?
You'd really like this show. So It's six episodes, which is nice. Yes. And they're like 25 minutes each.
Oh, wow.
It's about him, and it comes in with a video of a wife dying of cancer, like talking into the camera for her husband. And you see Ricky Gervais is watching it, and he's pretty much like, I have a new superpower because everything I loved in life is gone now. And I tried to kill myself, but the worthless fucking dog can't open his own fucking cunting fucking food. So I had to go feed the cunting dog. So now I'm still here because the dog is useless and I don't want to live anymore. And my superpower is I can do whatever the fuck I want because I just don't care.
Yeah.
And I say whatever the fuck I want to whoever I want all the time. And like this little kid's like, he's just walking by this school and they're like outside playing. This fucking like fat kid, like redhead, is like, hey, pedo. He's like, what's up? What's up? He's like, you pedo. He's like, oh, I'm not a pedo. And if I was, you'd be pretty safe, you fat little fucking ginger cunt. Like, like the kid's just like,
That's awesome.
He's like, fuck off.
That's funny.
But yeah, it's pretty much just like him being like, what do I do now? Like, I had something perfect. It died and I don't want to live. But I also just, I really can't, you know, like death. Like, I'm not, he's deciding to kill himself or not. And, but it's. He's like this very like good guy who was great.
Yeah.
And he was really funny.
Yeah.
Now he's just this shell of a funny man.
Hmm.
So he's still cunty funny.
Right.
But he's super sad. But it's fucking great. Like good music.
What do you give it?
Like a 9.5. It's fucking.
What's it on?
Netflix.
Okay. I'll check it out.
And I watched an episode of Derek, but that's just because Derek's awesome.
Yeah. I watched an episode of Who is America?
Oh.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's good. When did you get Showtime?
I don't know.
When did you have it? Because we talked about wanting to see that show when we lived together.
Yeah, no, we just got it like a month ago.
Wow, didn't even call me. Wow.
Dude, what is America or Who is America? Holy shit, dude! That like, so
each episode's like a different thing, right?
No, like each episode has like seven different characters in it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so like he talks about like he's a what's that called, fucking like non-binary, but like it's like cis or something,
cisgender,
like, something like that. Yeah, but he's like wearing an NPR shirt, balding, long hair, like he's like, how do you, he's talking to like someone that worked in Cleveland as a Republican that got Trump, like elected Trump or whatever, and like her husband, and he's at dinner with them and he's like, so how do you guys like help the gender like neutrality thing?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, well, I do a lot of the laundry and the cleaning because she cooks and stuff like that, so that's kind of like switching gender roles that are societal. Uh-huh. They're like, well, what do you do? He's like, well, I make my boy pee sitting down and my girl pee standing up. Yeah, like that's what Sasha says.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, that is fucking insane.
Yeah. And they're looking at him like, they're like, huh? And they're like, and we make sure because we
standing up.
They're like, and we make sure they do it by putting a potty camera in the toilet. And they're like, okay. And then they're talking about, and he's talking about his relationship with his wife and stuff. And he's like, well, she used to have sex with a porpoise. And they're like, like a dolphin? He's like, yeah. He's like, and I remember the first time I put on the flippers, you know, I couldn't compete. She's like, yeah, you don't know what you're doing. And like, and they're like, so what happened? Like, how'd you solve it? He's like, well, we went to a therapist, got some therapy, and now we vacation 3 months in Oahu. And like, and then they're looking at him, they're like, wait, does she still have sex with other mammals? He's like, I don't ask. It's fucking genius, dude. Like Kinder Guardians, when they're talking so about dope. Training 4-year-olds with guns.
With guns, yeah.
Oh my god, dude. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's I only watched like the first 20 minutes because I was like, Josie's definitely gonna watch this. It's fucking hilarious.
Awesome.
Yeah, I would really try to find that however you can.
Fuck, that's dope.
Yeah, so far like a 10, because it's, I'm like laughing out loud by myself, which I rarely do. It's so fucked up. He does prison paintings with his poop and goes to an actual artist like fucking Laguna Beach and like has her look at the art and she's like, oh, this is a very like not dull but like normal rendering, kind of like very simple, and he's like, yeah, he's like, but I used my poop. And she's like, oh, this is your feces. He's like, yeah. He's like, the red's blood and the white is cum. But he's like this English guy. It's fucked up. That's, he says, fun. He's making a brush out of famous artist pubic hair. He's like, that long one's Banksy. That. And he's like, would you mind contributing? She's like, oh, yeah. And goes to the back and legit. Like,
get some pubes for him.
It shows her from like, she's like her back and she's pulling her dress up and she's like, here, how about this? She's like, hang on, I could probably get a better one. And like goes back and gets, it's fucking wild. It's amazing.
Right on.
Yeah, it's insane. All right, what else you see?
I also saw, I mean, I can put these together. They were both lackluster, and I rented them excited. First Man.
Oh, I heard that was way boring.
My God. My God. It was almost as boring as the movie of the week, if that's possible.
Damn.
It was a fucking snooze fest. There was nothing there.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling playing.
Dude, Ryan Gosling plays a fucking, almost like a mute human.
Yeah.
Literally, like, shit's happening. Like, they're like, dude, the three friends that you've been training with for 5 years, they blew up in a fucking capsule in training.
Right.
He's like, oh, when are we going to do more training?
Yeah, I heard that's it's a, like, a super standoffish and shit like that.
Fuck me.
Did he lose, like, a son or something like that?
Yeah.
And that's why, that's when he became, like, real...
Real mopey and yep. Shit. But, dude, he's, before it was the same thing.
No, oh, okay.
Ugh.
Not good. What do you give it?
Like a fucking 4 out of 10. It sucks.
Right on.
Doesn't even have cool, like, fucking space shots shit. Of space. Yeah. I'm like, tight. Well, we're going to see some moon shit, right? No, nah. It's all from in their helmet.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And then Bad Times at the El Royale.
Bad Times at the El Royale.
Hemsworth is in it.
Mila Kunis?
No. God, what is his name? Jeff Bridges.
Dakota Johnson, Cynthia Erivo.
Yeah, there's
John Hamm.
John Hamm, yeah, he plays a funny guy.
Offerman.
He plays a very small role. There's not really much to it. There's no talking. That movie also was like a, because the whole thing is like these people at this hotel are, it was very Quentin Tarantino,
mm-hmm.
but
bad.
Yeah, like a fucking B version of Quentin.
Okay.
Everyone's in one spot.
Yeah,
yeah, there's tension going around. Then it kind of reminded me of that movie. Fuck, I forget what it's called, with John Cusack when he's in the hotel, like locked in there and someone's a murderer.
1406. 1408?
No. The one where... fuck. Yeah, John Cusack. It's raining the whole time and it's all about like everyone's getting flooded in at a hotel.
Does he find tapes?
You find out like that, like there's a mass murderer posing as a cop.
Well, it wasn't Cell.
No.
I'll tell you that.
It's like something fucking stupid, like fucking like Getaway or fucking like No Vacancy.
I think it is. I do remember. I have
Bingo.
That.
Yep.
Yeah.
You would.
Don't remember it.
It's very kind of forgettable. But yeah, Bad Times at El Royale kind of reminded me of a mix of Quentin in that. And both of those together, if it's not done right, suck ass. There was wonderful monologues at the beginning from John Hamm and some from fucking Jeff Bridges, but then it just went
It's not No Vacancy. Identity?
Maybe. Yeah, Identity, where he's crazy.
Yeah, okay, I do, yeah. It's like the
What is No Vacancy, him and his wife?
No Vacancy is not what you think it is,
oh.
Honestly. Because, yeah, it's a 2012 Kristen Quintrall. Deonce Lawton, Christopher Jones, and he's ringing a bell.
No,
Jojo
stop.
Wright.
Yep. I love Jojo.
Seven friends on a road trip break down near a rest stop motel. That's No Vacancy.
Nope. Nope. Never mind. It is, that one. Identity.
Yeah, Identity, yeah. Because I was like, it's not, yeah. All right. So,
five
bad
for
times.
That. Four or five okay. for that. Yeah, they're both shit.
Dang,
like
not
I said.
Even worth watching. Because I did see that at a family, and I was like, oh, dude, I'm going to check that out.
It has some cool, great music.
Brother Sister's out right now.
Great
I was waiting
look.
Until that goes to 5, dude, because
yeah.
I know that's going to be one that I'm going to probably fall asleep during, because it's Western and
Bingo.
Long. I watch Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Hell yeah.
First season. Have
it's
you
fun.
Seen this?
Yeah.
Dude, holy
it's
God.
It's fucking fun.
I watched the first season when it came out, and then I was going to watch the second. I was downloading it at the time, and then I fell off of downloading and stopped. But I rewatched the first season, and it's fucking perfect.
It's so fucking funny.
Have you seen all of it?
No, like 5 or 6 episodes.
You should finish it, and then the second season's on Netflix, and then you can't watch the third because it's on fucking Stars.
Goddamn Stars.
That's why it didn't do well, because no one gives a shit about Stars.
Wait till they fucking consolidate, bro. It'll be a la carte one day.
It already is a la carte. You can
all
do that.
Of it, though.
What do you mean? Like,
you'll
pick
just
shows?
Have, well, you'll just have your fucking, like, you'll pick all your mediums individually,
you
or
already,
you can pick your shows individually.
You can already do that on Amazon.
You can do that on Amazon.
You can pick, like, Amazon Prime, you can pick TV channels you want.
Yeah, that's overpriced horse shit. That's still
but
being
it's
governed
the,
by all these other
but the
assholes.
The beginning of a la carte.
That's what I'm saying. It's not there yet.
It's getting there.
Yeah, slowly. These people still want to retain their fucking IPs and shit, and they're whiny.
Well, I mean, like...
If it's Universal, bro, you'll just get everyone. You get everyone.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
You get everyone, dude.
Everyone's going to have their own app.
Just like iTunes.
What do you mean?
Every podcast goes there. Like, that just gets, it gets dumped to certain places instead of just self-hosting.
Yeah, I feel like that's not, because there's no money in that.
Yeah, there is. How if everyone has like a universal bundle or that they pick and choose little portions of.
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be dope, dude.
It would be dope, but like Netflix makes their money off their subscription. If they went to some place and that gave them a deal, they wouldn't make nearly as much money. Because people are just picking and choosing, like, I want to watch House of Cards. I want to watch this. All right, so that's $2 a month. You know, instead of like the 10.
Or some fucking idiots will be like, I got like $30 worth of shit and I need it.
No, I agree. I like the thing that, I mean, I just feel like these networks are all going to have their flagship shows and keep their streaming services. So you have to go with the whole thing because that's how they're going to make their money instead of doing a la carte. Because if you just got Game of Thrones for $1 a month or for when it's showing.
Mm-hmm. I'd just do free HBO during that month.
Yeah, that's what most people are going to do.
Yeah.
Well, you have to wait, though, because it isn't going to be over 3 months or two months.
Know.
It's 8 episodes or 7, so that'll be 2 months.
Yeah, I guess I'll just have to, you know, buy it for 1 month.
Or just come over here and watch it, you weirdo.
I don't want to watch it with anyone.
Why? We did it last time.
Yeah, but like if I can watch it like on my couch, it's way doper. Versus, you know, your couch. I got this like couch that's like conformed to my butthole.
That already is formed to your butthole. I went over there and it was actually just a spot went up. It looked like the devil's tower and fucking.
No, it did not.
And fucking Third Kind.
It did not look like a W.
It kind of. Ten right now for Ash. I love that show. It's fucking perfect.
Cute.
What else you see?
All right, we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Black Sheep. It's wow. Fun.
Yeah, yeah. That came on after Dirty Work on Amazon Prime. I was like, yeah, watch this. Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to watch Black Sheep.
I watched Black Sheep. It's fun.
Yeah, we watched it not that long ago for Movie of the Week or Test of Tony or something like that. There's good parts in it for sure.
It is. It's corny compared to Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy is like immaculate.
But like little stuff, certain things
sure.
Like he does. Oh, my God.
The bat scene's awesome.
Dude, him when he's falling, he's like,
stay strong, little root. Yeah, for sure. I love that shit. What do you give it?
Oh, like 7.5. It's a fun comedy.
Yeah, I'd probably go with like a 7 or a 6.5 for Black Sheep. Just Tommy Boy is like a 9 or a 10 for
right.
Me. That's so good.
Right.
So good. What else you see? That it?
Those except the two.
Oh, my God. All right, what's happening? Test of Tony.
Dirty work.
Wow, you are really trying to move this along.
Oh, I got to poop.
Oh, do you?
I'm just
you got
saying.
A little rumble in your tummy?
It's a little, call it the old pork chop surprise.
Okay. All right. So, did you have onions with it?
Surprise. Yep. That surprises it's diarrhea.
No, I was about to say, I was like, did he have like a hoagie before this? All I smell is like Italian dressing and onions.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In me?
Yeah. You're like sweating it or something.
Well, I had a lot of onions.
Yeah.
And a little chili sauce.
There you go. All right. We found out.
Hey.
We got there. Wait, like the Heinz chili sauce?
I don't know what it is. It was just like red sauce.
Okay, so the Heinz chili sauce is what you mix with ketchup when you make meatloaf, and it is fucking sick.
I think that's what we used.
Yeah.
And put
it's
it
like
with onions.
$6 for a tiny jar. It's like fucking like that fucking sauce 57 or
fancy.
Whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
From Heinz as well.
Very
anyways.
Dirty work.
I love this movie. I forgot how much I love this movie. We used to watch it so much. Josie and I watched it together, and he's like, we didn't have any of these fancy methods of birth control. And he stops, and I was like pulling out. And she's like, how do you remember that? I was like, I used to watch this a ton, and I just forgot that I used to see
like
it a bunch.
Pulling out.
I just forgot that I saw it a bunch, like, as when I was younger.
Fully loaded with dead hookers.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Another dead hooker. Oh, my God. Look at all these dead hookers.
Please stop. This isn't what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, well, you undermined my loyal prostitute army. Like, dude, Norm MacDonald's awesome in it.
Oh, my God.
He acts so badly, but it's so perfect.
It is. And his clothes are weirdly oversized.
Giant.
It's crazy.
I don't understand what they're trying to do. They're like, hey, can you give him a plaid shirt that goes down to his wrists that's a short sleeve?
I want it to be a 6X on this guy that weighs 120.
And not only that, he's like 6 foot whatever the
he's
fuck.
He's strange, dude.
He's super tall and lanky, but they're like, don't make
but
him look skinny.
Artie, they're like, give him whatever small shirt. Shirt you can.
The tightest shirt ever. I almost think that maybe was like they
it
look
could
goofy.
Have been. Yeah, like they're silly. They're out of like their own skin.
Yeah. Artie Lang's awesome in it. The fucking
oh
grandpa's
God.
Awesome in it. Shooter McGavin's awesome in it. He was in Exposed too. Wasn't that weird?
Yeah.
I was like, dang, fucking both movies?
Killing it. In the 90s and today.
Yeah, still killing it.
It's fucking hilarious.
I laughed a lot during it, actually. Fucking Chevy is awesome in it.
Chevy and Chris Farley are funny.
Yeah, Saigon whore who bit my nose off. And the, just the...
blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Just the continuation of all the jokes and shit like that, too, are fucking phenomenal. And it's a way good movie, and I'm glad you suggested it.
Oh, so fucking test. Funny. Don Rickles, the fucking... movie attendant boss.
Yeah.
He's like, look at you, you baby gorilla.
Yeah, he's like, why don't you go get a horse and move to the mountains and don't bother anybody.
It's so funny. He's like, oh, you think I'm pretty funny. He's like, you know, I was just laughing at when you called him a baby gorilla earlier.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Why don't you get a horse? Move to the mountains. You stop bothering people.
Personality like a moth.
Yeah. Personality like a moth. Yeah. Or like a dead moth or some shit like
that. Moth. Yeah.
Yeah. He's fantastic. Fucking I was laughing funny. So hard at that too. And it was funny, like, Josie's like, how do they afford that storefront? They're trying to just like get $50,000. And like, you spent all that fucking money my sister gave us on this storefront. I was like, oh, look at that.
Yeah.
They're explaining it away because someone was like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I give that movie like a 9.
It's fucking great.
It works
9.
Really well. Yeah.
It's a funny concept too, with which back then you pretty much put funny characters in regular concepts.
Yep.
This is a funny fucking concept.
Yeah. As you would say, original.
Yeah, you'd give it a lot of... Norm's good at writing comedy.
That was Bob Saget.
Was it?
Yeah, I think at least he directed.
Oh, I thought Norm MacDonald wrote that.
He probably wrote that, actually, now that you say it. Let me look it up.
But I could see Saget doing something on that, too.
Work. Yeah.
It's right up his alley.
Well, he definitely directed it. He directed it, and Fred Wolf, Norm MacDonald, and Frank Sebastiano wrote it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you were right. You did write something.
We're both right.
Right as hell, dude. All right.
Right as rain.
A movie of the week, so Tony can go pee-pees.
Dude, honestly, what's there to say? That hasn't been
Exposed?
Said about the Holocaust and, you know, rectum explosions.
We watched Exposed with Keanu Reeves, and it is a strung together pile of shit that is worthless. And
yeah,
I read an article.
It's as shitty as a stroke. Like, what the fuck were they thinking?
I read an article that said that Lionsgate got that movie back thinking that it was just going to be a cop drama with Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And they're like, wait, what's this, all this other shit? And they're like, recut it so Keanu's in it more.
Oh,
so he played
me.
Even a smaller part of the original. Yeah. And it was supposed to be about the sexual abuse and the power over women and stuff like that. And then they recut it to make it a drama with fucking, like, Keanu Reeves and try to tie these three plots that weren't really together.
It was bad. Like, he didn't even touch base with the girl till
the director actually went under a pseudonym when they released it, because he was like, fuck that noise.
They
chopped up his movie there. He's like, this isn't what I wanted to make. He's like, you guys fucking just completely chopped it and made it something different now because you want Keanu to be the star.
8% on Rotten and 4% like critic on Meta.
It could have been so cool. Like, there was some really awesome like things about it, but like, it was done so poorly that I give it like a 2.
It was a convoluted pile of shit. Like, not good. The music was weird. The fucking pacing was weird. The stories were weird.
Wait, did someone just get shot off camera and now he's like walking through this fucking like?
Yeah.
I was like,
wait, what? What year is it?
Yeah.
Oh, did we pop back a year? What the fuck?
Yeah, it was
originally called Daughter of God.
That makes sense because it was supposed to be just about her, and Keanu was in the background, like, not doing
they
what
just
he
shouldn't
did.
Have cast Keanu. They're like, oh, do we ever have a cop story? Cool, get a guy that looks like a cop.
Yeah, well, Keanu's not bad in it at all, but he's mediocre
at best.
It's like
they wanted more Keanu, but...
Yeah, and that's why that movie turned out to be like, wait, what's happening?
Dude, he was phoned it. I mean, even for Keanu, like, he phoned it in. Everyone phoned it in.
Yeah,
and the girl from... Her name's Anna. She played the android in Blade Runner 2049.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And she acts really well in Blade Runner, but here, not so much.
Well, I mean, she spoke mainly Spanish, so how can
But still, no inflection. I don't hear any
in
fucking
Spanish?
Power. Well, you can hear a power in a voice.
Yeah, but at the same time...
No, niños!
But at the same time...
Hey, caramba!
Oh, jeez. At the same time... You gonna go again?
No, I was going to, but I'm nice to you.
Andale,
I love you.
Andale. Mamacita.
Grande.
What's happening now? I know Spanish. But it's bad. What do you give it?
I'm going to take a por favor all over this movie.
No, that's a...
Wait,
thank
that
you, please. That's a please.
Oh. I'm going to take a grande...
Duke. There you go. Just
grande
make it,
duque.
Make it Spanglish. Like that fucking...
Adam Sandler
movie.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
This is like a 2, man. There's nothing about it that I'll watch again.
All right, so next week we're doing I Know What You Did Last Summer for Test of Tony.
Yeah.
Fucking Hook, man, bro.
I don't remember. I don't know. Get
what
it?
They did last summer?
Yep.
Well, I don't know what they did in the summer of 1992.
I don't know.
I can't
All I
wait.
Know is Jennifer Love Hewitt's boobs bounce in the one scene. She goes, I'm ready! I'm right here.
Yeah, the videotape you had is just fucking like, you can't even see that part anymore.
Tracking.
God damn it.
Just a little bit better. And Triple Frontiers, movie of the week. That's the new Netflix, just hit the shelf.
With all the hot dudes in it, guys. Get it. Well, it's hot.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
insurance.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
I know you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on, he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50, Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast. It's fantastic.